You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio, from hockey to hockey, we've got it covered.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Darts Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined on the line by Rod Harrington to look ahead to the semi-finals of the Grand Slam of Darts. Not going to be able to look ahead to the final, given when it is. But we're going to look at the semi-final, have a look at who Rod thinks will triumph in the final when it comes to it, and look back at the quarter-final action, because we've had some fantastic darts games that we've seen in the last few days. Some shocks, some thrills, some spills, and well, the semi should be pretty mouth-watering. So, good morning, Rod. How are you?
Good morning, Alex. Yeah, I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
Bit windy where I am this morning, but quite a bright day.
Yeah, I think it's pretty windy everywhere, to be honest. I don't think anywhere's managed to escape the weather. But fortunately for the darts, won't be affected. We'll just look back at the quarters. We'll start with Webster against Barney. Webster, who played really well, averaged a decent total, but just couldn't quite get the key legs when it mattered. And Barney's class sort of shone through in the end, didn't it?
Yes, it did. I think the checkouts, the high checkouts that Barney took out against Webster was the telling factor. I mean, if Webster had fired in at the 71% on doubles that he did in his previous game, then he would have won that game, because he did outscore by Barney on the 180s by a long way. But when you're, like Webster did, was leaving checkouts and doubles, and Barney took out 161. I think he took four or five checkouts over the 100 that were real crucial times. You know, if you take a 161 out when your opponent's on 280 or something like that, it doesn't really matter. But if your opponent's sitting on a 61 or a 56 and you take out a 161, it really hurts them. And Barney did it time and time again. And then Webster missed a few darts at a double, and then Barney would take the double out. Webster let him in, really. But that's not taking anything away from Barney, that, you know, he hung in there and did what Barney, because he's a five-time world champion, that's why he is, because he doesn't let his game down. You know, his throw will stand up under pressure. However, it's just his mindset that doesn't at times, and that's the one that just worries me this afternoon.
Okay, he's coming up against Phil Taylor later. We'll get to that game shortly. We'll just discuss Phil Taylor then. He, of course, beat Robert Thornton, and again, it was a case of just the classier player having too much on the day, and 16-7 makes it look very easy. Was it as easy as it seems by the scoreline, Rod?
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, we did question, because Phil's previous two games were only just over the 90 average. And I did on my William Hill blog, said if he only throws just over the 90 average against Robert Thornton, he will lose, because Robert Thornton is that good. He's got this solid game, doesn't miss too many doubles, you know, sets the shots up very well. But Phil Taylor was back to possibly near his best, you know, probably about 90%, I would say. And that leg-on-leg consistency that Taylor has to put pressure on his opponents, it doesn't matter what his opponents do. They can go 180, 180. They look over to Phil Taylor's score, and he isn't far behind them. And that's what we call the leg-on-leg pressure that wears people down. And he got into this game early on, Phil Taylor, and as much as Robert tried and tried, you know, it was a classy act from Taylor. And, you know, everybody was probably doubting, but now they're saying, well, you know, he should beat Barney, and it'll be a great game if Van Gogh wins and all.
Okay, well, will Van Gogh win? Because we'll look at his quarterfinal next. He came up against Kim Huybrechts and was absolutely fantastic. 16-4, the scoreline in the end. I think Huybrechts would have been hoping he could get a little closer to Van Gogh than that, but that is the power of Mighty Mike, isn't it? When he turns it on, he's pretty formidable.
Well, at the moment, you know, he is as good as Taylor at his best, isn't he? I mean, you know, his form is probably firing well over 95%. I mean, that first session, 4-1 at the break. And let's not forget, Huybrechts had to take out a 141 to win that last leg. I mean, Van Gogh was on 122 average, and he was hitting him everything. And for Huybrechts, having the break was the best thing that could happen to try and slow Michael down. But when he come out again, he won the next session 4-1, and he's just hitting everything. I actually can't believe, Alex, that Van Gerwen hasn't hit a nine darter yet. Mm. I mean, I've been telling everybody across the websites, on the blogs, everybody. It's going to happen, and he's the one that's the odds-on favourite to do it. But his performance last night, and let's not take anything away from Heibrich, he is a class act. He's a heavy scorer. He knows how to take doubles out under pressure, as he proved against Martin Adams in the last leg. He's a class player, Heibrich. But Michael just beat him up. I mean, if that had been a boxing match, that would have been stopped after three rounds. I mean, and you know, he was just superb last night, Van Gerwen.
And he's going to come up against Michael Smith, who is maybe the surprise package of the tournament so far. He beat Adrian Lewis last night in a real thriller. For all I say, he's a surprise package. You know, he's a very, very talented player. And although he may struggle against Van Gerwen today, we'll talk about that in just a moment, what he did last night was just fantastic, wasn't it?
It was. I've watched this young man come through the ranks over the last 5 or 6 years through the PUC. And it was Dave Allen and myself that suggested to Gary Anderson to sponsor him. And it was great at Gary. Gary sponsored two at the time, two youngsters. And it's nice to think that we were 100% right. His scoring power, and if you haven't got the scoring power, you're always going to struggle in this game. And you're just going to pick up pieces. But he has the scoring power to match anybody. He just needs to up his 180s against Van Gerwen this afternoon. However, what I see in Smith last night was maturity, in that he didn't panic. He just stayed with Lewis. Even when Lewis was firing well in legs, he was, right, I'll stay with him, stay with him. I know 80's missing doubles at the moment. Right, I'm going to punish him. And that's exactly what he did. And I watched it on TV, Alex, and you could see the frustration in 80's face. I mean, I've never seen him miss so many doubles. Mm. But when it gets in your head, what you're saying is you're thinking, right, oh, I bet this goes on the wire. And instead of getting, you know, that aggressive attitude, and of course, Smith then got confident that Aidy was going to miss every double. And he thinks, well, I'm not going to. And that's what he did. He just kept edging in front of him. And every time Aidy got back at him, Aidy would miss doubles and Smith wouldn't. And Smith punished Aidy, as like Aidy's done with many a people in his career. And another sign, as I said, you know, the maturity in his game. And I just thought, I have to mention his interview afterwards. I thought it was very honest and one of the, well, if not the best interview that I've seen him do. So, you know, he's learning the game in all aspects. And, you know, I think that he will win a major TV tournament because he has the talent to do so.
OK. Well, will he win the Grand Slam of Darts? Because he's taking on Michael Van Gerwen in the first semi-final today. That one coming up at around about 1:15, 1:15. Michael Van Gerwen is 1-8. Michael Smith, 5-1. The handicap... Van Gerwen -6.5 at 5-6, or Smith +6.5 at 5-6 as well. First to 16 once again here, Rod. Plenty of other offers on our website as well. Match result, both players to win 13 or more legs, where Van Gerwen's 100-30, Smith is 11-2. Michael Van Gerwen, highest checkout, most 180s, and to win the match is 6-4. Plenty to get your teeth stuck into if you do fancy Michael Van Gerwen. Do you think he'll have too much here for Michael Smith, Rod?
I think he will do. I think we've got to take into consideration the occasion. It's Michael Smith's first major TV semi-final. Although he is a very good, level-headed young man, he's taken on Van Gerwen at his very best. And it isn't just that Van Gerwen had a great game against Heibrich. He's been playing brilliant, you know, in all his matches and coming into this tournament. I think he will have the extra scoring power, a little bit, not a lot more than what Michael Smith, but I think the biggest position that Michael Smith will have over, Van Gerwen will have over Michael Smith is the setting up of the shot and taking out shots, great darts at crucial times, I call it, when Smith will leave 68 and you'll see Michael Van Gerwen, 124, 125. I think that area is going to be the key area where Van Gerwen will get in front. And if Van Gerwen gets in front, he is the best leader in the game at the moment. It's always easy to lead and hard to chase, as Aidy Lewis found with Michael Smith last night. But I just think that if Van Gerwen, he knows, and he's so confident in his own game at the moment that he's going to power into these first one and two sessions and get a lead. And I think he'll be very hard to pull back. Smith, what he's got to do, he's got to just try and stick with Michael. And he needs to take out 10 plus checkouts. And I don't just mean just over the 100. It might be the 146, 148, around that area, just to nick the odd leg off a Mighton. Just try and put him on the back foot a bit. The game will suit both players because of the pace. It is absolutely superb. Everybody loves to see fast throwers. With Michael Smith, hard to say he's got a flaw at the moment, but his third dart, he's just throwing it a bit quick. And if you notice on TV, he kind of pushes his shoulder forward, and that makes the dart go low. He's got to keep his height and just keep a little bit more rhythm on that third dart to make sure the 140s are 180s. He needs to up his 180 count to give himself a chance against Van Gerwen. But as you said, the William Hill treble, I've loved this bet since William Hill have brought it in. You know, Van Gerwen to win the match, which I think he will. Most 180s, I think he'll win that. The only one, if he won, is the highest checkout. But Van Gerwen in the form he's in at the moment, you know, that is a great one for me. But on the Smith side, William Hill have got it 120.5 and over at 5-6. I think Smith will have over 120 on a checkout. And at 5-6, I think that's a good bet. And let's not forget, 18-1 William Hill is showing for the 9 darter on Michael Van Gerwen. He's going to do it sooner or later. Mm. And at 18-1, you know, that's worth a tenner of anybody's money in my eyes.
Okay. Fair enough. Right, we'll move on to the other semi-final then. Raymond van Barneveld against Phil Taylor. 3-1 for Barney. Phil Taylor is 1-4. I know we were saying, and we sort of agreed that Phil Taylor very much deserves to be favourite for this, Rod, but I must say I thought 1-4 was maybe a little bit on the short side, given the history that these two have.
I mean, they've got great history. I mean, you know, the biggest game of all was the last game at Circus Tavern in the World Championship final. Went to the last leg, and Barney done Phil. Since then, Phil has had the upper hand overall, but there have been times when Barney has turned up, and we know he's got a great throw. His throw doesn't fall down under pressure, as I said earlier on. It's just his mindset now and again that goes. He mustn't let Phil Taylor get in front, because if Phil Taylor, I know we say that about every game, get out of the gate quick, but with Barney, if he gets behind, then checkouts, he doesn't find them so often. I know he did against James Wade, but James Wade just lost the plot a little bit, I suppose you could say, with Barney, and got angry with him. But if Phil Taylor at the moment gets in front after the game against Robert Thornton and his first two games group sessions, then Taylor's going to be tough to beat, as he always is. This leg-on-leg pressure that Taylor puts on people, as Michael Van Gerwen's doing at the moment, is very hard to cope with. You know, Barney needs to stay calm, keep his height, keep his form, keep his shape. He's got the game, he's got this lovely smooth action, but he mustn't start shaking his head and doubting himself, because if he starts to shake his head and doubt himself, Phil Taylor will pick up on that. And then Phil Taylor, out of everybody that's ever played this game, probably apart from Bristow, knows how to put things to right when he knows his opponent's on the back foot. He knows how to give him the sucker punch to put him down. So Barney, again, he's got to get out the gate quick. He's got the scoring power on the 140s. Phil Taylor does not hit a great many 180s, so that market is around about even. The 140s is where these two guys make their money. They hit a lot of 140s, and that's where you're going to see the low legs come from. I've got Taylor to win it, but like you say, Alex, at 4-1, 1-4 on, that's, you know, quite tight. But Barney, plus 4.5 on the handicap, you know, at 4-5. Barney's no mug. He's a great player. He could easily beat Phil this afternoon. And at 4-5, that may be worth a punt, I think, at 4-5.
Okay. No, that's well, it seems fair. I just thought it was he's just a little bit too big, but I can see Taylor winning that. In terms of the outright betting then, Michael Van Gerwen 8-15, Phil Taylor 9-4, Michael Smith 10-1, and Barney is 12s. Do you make it between Van Gerwen and Taylor then in the final here, Rod? And if that is the case, who do you think will come out on top?
Yeah, I find it very hard to see anybody pass Van Gerwen at the moment. You know, that's not right. And Phil Taylor, off who I think will play him in the final. And even if Barney, you know, Barney beat him here in 2012 in the final and played absolutely exceptional. So we know that they've got the game, and that's not right enough Michael Smith either, by the way. But we're talking about who's going to win it, and I think Michael Van Gerwen will. Especially last night. It's not only that he's got the game. If you look at his face, every single throw, there's an emotion. You know, he is so involved in his own game. His mindset is such in a good place. at the moment, that he fears no one. He never doubts his own ability at the moment, where the other three possibly do at times. Yeah, I mean, if you back Van Gerwen from the start, then you're laughing, because if he does play Taylor in the final, you can always hedge it a bit to make sure you've got a nice little profit coming. But I know that big gamblers will still see the 8-15 as very good value. I mean, he's going to be tough to beat. He really is. Someone's going to have to throw 110 average right the way through the game in that final against him to beat him. It's going to be a tough task for anyone.
Okay, but we think Van Gerwen can come out on top. There's plenty of other markets on the website as well. We've touched on many of them, but the likes of Match Result, both players to win, 13 or more legs available for the semis, will be available for the final as well. There's all kinds of markets, so take a look at the William Hill website. Great stuff, Rod. It's been a pleasure talking to you once again. Best of luck with your picks in the semi-finals and indeed the final, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Lovely. Thank you, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.